He'll go, you know, because Israel's so bad now, I'm pro-Islam. But I agree, we treat them with respect. You know, those that are reforming, like the UAE, we work with. We all need to do this. I want a reformation in Islam. I'm just saying the left's alliance with Islam is truly sickening. The transgenders out praising him when they throw him off a cliff. All I'm saying is, I mean, even the UAE and Saudi Arabia has warned us, we're exporting the very worst, most radical elements of the West. And then the Western governments use the threat of radical Islam to take our liberties away. So what is your view on the balance here? Because to me, I don't see it as two separate deals. Just because I don't like what Israel is doing and oppose it doesn't mean I have to then throw them with the Muslims. Does that make sense?
No, I totally understand that. I just look at who is attacking our country and our culture. And it's not Islam, it's Judaism. I mean, Judaism is what is pushing the transgenders on us. That is who's controlling the media. That's who's controlling Hollywood. That's who's, you know, launching this attack on masculinity. You know, that's who's attacking the launch on or this attack on whiteness. You know, they're launching these attacks on everything that I am. And that's not coming from the Muslim community. And everybody wants to point at all these like problems when the Muslim immigrants come in, but they don't talk about who is funding the NGOs that is pushing these open borders, that Soros, that Zuckerberg, you know, and Charlie Kirk talked about this. He said, all the people that are funding the NGOs that are pushing open borders are predominantly Jewish, and they're going to have to answer to that. And I think that's something that's just getting swept under the rug. And when you get these Muslims in here from war-torn countries, you're going to have problems, but you have the same problems when you get poor Mexicans in here. You have the same problems when you get, you know, poor people from Africa, from Ethiopia, which is predominantly Christian. And it's not because those people are Christian. You know, Mexicans are mostly Christian as well. It's not because of their religion. It's because they're poor and they're coming to a country that they don't have allegiance to. And you're also solving for the worst possible candidates, because anybody that's coming here legally, you're making them go through a long, you know, whatever, 6-year process. But if you want to come here illegally, now you can come over immediately. So what does that do? That just solves for all the people that are willing to come here illegally, swim across the border, that don't bring anything to this country and don't have any allegiance to this country. And that's why I think you have the big problems with immigration.
Well, I go back to the question I've asked a lot, and not because you didn't answer it, but Israel's dug in. Netanyahu's in control because he's created this crisis. Trump appears to be under his complete control. Netanyahu says it's not over until we get the uranium. We need to raid the country. He means us. Trump says it today. I mean, how did Mark Levin, with his giant female brooch American flag, how did they get control of Trump? Because let me tell you, Trump was not under, he didn't launch all this the first administration. He tried to get real peach. The Abraham Accords was overall good. Something happened 6 months in to his new administration last year. They get rid of Elon. They bring in all these bad guys on so many fronts. Do you have any idea what happened to Trump?
Well, that was right about the time when we were battling about the Epstein files, right? And Trump didn't want to release the Epstein files. And what did Elon say? Elon said very specifically, Trump is in the Epstein files. And sure enough, he was in the Epstein files more than anybody else. And I've read many, many heinous allegations about, you know, Trump from the Epstein files, from 13-year-old girls, from limo drivers, you know, many different people. And these weren't just random, you know, hearsay things. These are people that went into the FBI and testified to these things. One of the girls that testified against him had her head blown off. And it said very specifically in there that they didn't think that it was a suicide. So, you know, I think that they have some dirt on him. Clearly, he was hanging out with Epstein. Clearly, you know, Epstein's, you know, whole operation was a Mossad operation to get dirt on our politicians. And I think that's exactly what they have, which is why we still don't have 3 million files released.
By the way, something I'm guilty of, and I'm overall done a good job, I could be plus. We forgot about the Epstein files, and more comes out. We got to get back to what they released. Imagine the 3.2 million. Imagine, Dan, what they didn't release. You're right. It's Jewish supremacism, him talking to all these Jewish leaders about how all the rest of us are slaves. He's talking to Bill Gates about killing poor people. They're in there talking about the Trilateral Commission, world government. I mean, it is crazy. And then Trump tells MTG, I got to protect my friends. Whether he did it himself or not, he is definitely protecting them. And people ask why I've turned against Trump. I still hate the Democrats even more, but I'm in this paradox. I can't sign up with something and defend it when it's defending this, because then I become guilty by extension.
Anybody at this point that defends Trump is drooling on themselves, low IQ retarded, or they have no morals. I mean, I think he's really like drawn a line in the sand of, you know, whether you're going to do and say what's right And I think that all the people that have come out against Trump have done it for moral reasons. Obviously, it's not convenient to be criticizing the president of the United States, especially when he's shown that he'll, you know, attack people that do. So I think all of the people that have come out in opposition to Trump have done the right thing, and Joe Kent included. So it was overdue. I understand, you know, some of you guys having some allegiance to him. You had a long relationship, whatever. But I think now it's just what he's doing is so indefensible that anybody still supporting him is just clearly on the wrong side.
Let me tell you, I mean, I've been critical since he got back in on things I want to keep it straight on. I had to really in the last year start really criticizing him intensely because he was going so off mission and it was going to be so destructive. But my problem is I look at the Democrats and all the evil stuff they do. It's not a lesser two evils. It's just hard. It wasn't because of, you know, I have allegiance or he's my buddy or I want access. Screw all that. No, it's that I'm worried about the Democrats and how bad they are. And it's just horrible to see how far we went with Trump to see it going sideways. That's all.
I don't disagree with any of that. But I do think that when you zoom out and you look at who is spoon feeding these Democrats these crazy talking points and who is responsible for how crazy these Democrats are, it does fall directly on the Jewish media because CNN, you know, all these news networks, NBC, CBS, they're all coordinated. They all have the same message. And that message is making the left crazy. And this idea that, oh, you know, the right's going to solve the problems or the left's going to solve the problems, that to me is a distraction of who's actually causing the problems in this country. And I think the bulk of it is a result of Jewish supremacy. You see that in the Epstein files. I mean, he talks about it openly. If you were to say any of the things that were said in the Epstein files, you'd be the biggest anti-Semite in the world. I mean, he literally said, this is how the Jew makes money, talking about taking advantage of the Goyim. And, you know, you look at 89.5% of the people in the Epstein files that, you know, were named in criminal activity was Jewish people. So, and none of them have been arrested at all. In fact, the only two people that I've seen them really go after, Prince Andrew and they've questioned Bill Gates a little bit, are the only non-Jews in there. So, you know,
yeah, nothing about Lex. Yeah, nothing about the real kingpins. So I go back to this then. Even Netanyahu says everybody's turning against him. What are they going to do? A big false flag? Something like that?
That's the scary thing, right? I mean, they're not going to just hand it over. They're not going to go down without a fight. You know, we know that they, you know, have no scruples. We've seen the things that they've done in the past. I mean, that pager attack was one of the biggest terrorist attacks in history. And, and that was kind of applauded. And many, many civilians died or were hurt because of that. And that was something they had been planning for 8 years. So it just shows kind of the nefarious nature of that country and how they've done business. I mean, and you look, I mean, they literally poisoned Palestinian wells. Like that was, you know, that was an authorized attack on Palestinians.
Yeah, and they also blow them up and pour concrete down them on video. So do with 15 more minutes. Yeah. I know you got to get back on the campaign trail, but I want to ask you about Charlie Kirk, because now on the streets, that's what I really go off of. But like you know, mainline leaders, I mean, former admirals and generals are on Tucker saying Israel did it. And people said it day one, it's Israel. So I don't have proof. I got to see it. But now we see a lot of proof mounting. Where does that go? And then what does Israel do on the assassination front? And then talking about the guy you're running against, Randy Fine, is he running from you? Is there going to be a debate? I can't wait for the ultimate viral thing will be when you debate him. Is that going to happen? Dan, stay right there. We're back in 2 minutes. On the other side with Dan Bilzerian. You can find him, BilzerianForCongress.com. He's saying he doesn't want to exterminate everybody in Israel. He meant the state of it. So I think that's, you know, fair enough. That's what I had a real issue with, you know, with Trump saying we'll exterminate all the Persians right after he was saying we were going to save them. We're going to go to break and come right back with Dan Bilzerian, BilzerianForCongress.com. Bilzerian is B-I-L-Z-E-R-I-A-N. Before we go to break, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, the Republicans, Democrats, anybody. I'm funded by you. And I am in massive court battles with the Democratic Party. And Trump killed the criminal investigation and what they were doing to me. With Todd Blanche killed it. And now he's the AG, Democrat lawyer. But we're winning, but it takes funds. I want to expand the network. I want to be more effective than ever, but I need your financial support. Support our sponsor, the owner of the Alex Jones Network, thealexjonesstore.com, the very best methylene blue, the very best Shilajit, bovine colostrum. All of these amazing products are there. We've got a big deal going right now where you get the very best creatine canister highest quality creatine. Get an extra one free. And also our Shilajit gummies that are just full of these natural peptides. Supercharges your whole body. Great for men and women. Libido, stamina, energy. That deal's going right now. Buy one, get one free. That ends tomorrow night at midnight. And several other big sales end as well. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. You want us to fight? It's all up to you. We're winning. We're reaching tens of millions of people a day, but we can't do it without your support in this fight. They got their new pandemic ready with Hantavirus. They're rolling out. We've got to get ahead of that. So keep us in the game in the fight against these people at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead. Back in 2 minutes, we're going to hit a whole bunch of other issues with Dan Bilzerian. Then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news we haven't hit yet and what the left's up to straight ahead. Whatever you do, share the live feeds right now on Rumble and on X of the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com.